Look, Brewers fans, we have talked about trades that our Milwaukee Brewers have made over the course of the first 2 months of the offseason. No longer is Colton Juan or Hunter Renfroe Milwaukee Brewers. But what about the other guys that are currently on this roster? Do the Milwaukee Brewers have their future second baseman currently on this roster? And no, I am not talking about Abraham Toro. Plus, will or when will they ever pay starting pitcher Corbin Burns? That's right, Cy Young winner Corbin Burns. When will they open the bank for him? We dive into all of that. Stay tuned. You are Locked On Brewers.
You are Locked On Brewers, your daily Milwaukee Brewers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hey, Brewers fans, welcome back to the Locked On Brewers podcast. Thank you for making Locked On Brewers your first listen each and every day. I cannot tell you how much that means to me. Do not forget, if you are unaware, do not forget we are free and available on all podcast platforms, Apple, Google, Spotify, and so many others. You can also follow the show on Twitter at Locked On Brewers. I actually created a Facebook page as well. You can search it at Locked On Brewers Podcast. And also do not forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel. Just search Locked On Brewers. I am your host, Brandon Snide, again coming to you for our third show here together since I have taken over. And some of you have been so patient and have helped me along the way. Thank you so much. Again, just like you, I am a lifelong and diehard Milwaukee Brewers fan. I am recording this podcast literally minutes away from American Family Field. Of course, you guys know that. I know that as home to our Milwaukee Brewers. You can find me on Twitter at Brandon_Snide. And again, I so greatly appreciate you letting me steal a few minutes of your day, of your night, of your morning, whatever it may be, to talk about our Milwaukee Brewers. As always, Locked On Brewers is part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. Again, there is no secret here. The Milwaukee Brewers have been quite busy this offseason, I guess, really, to say the least. And although we as fans, again, I'm a fan just like you, sometimes we have more questions than answers. However, there may be some answers to one of our questions lying right out in front of us. And let's start out with the need at second base. Is the future right in front of us? And again, I'm not talking about Abraham Toro, in which the Brewers acquired from the Seattle Mariners for Colton Juan. Again, he was part of the Jesse Winker package. We are not going to talk about that. There's somebody else I want to talk about that was brought to my attention over on YouTube. I mentioned him late yesterday on Monday's show, talking about possibly coming up at some point during the season. And that is Bryce Turang. And I don't know how about you guys feel about Bryce Turang. I overlooked him at second base. Now, Baseball Reference has him listed number one as a shortstop, but also a second baseman and center fielder. Completely versatile dude, which is awesome because he'll fit right in with Craig Counsell. But I wanted to look into a little bit of his numbers and do a little bit of the homework, not only for you guys, because I care about you, number one, but number two, I need to educate myself a little bit more on exactly who and what the Milwaukee Brewers were getting in Bryce Turang. Now, I looked over his numbers, and throughout his minor league career, he played 78 total games at second base. Now, only one error, which is absolutely remarkable. The one thing that I did notice, though, however, is that in AAA down in Nashville, he only played 7 games. Now, again, at second base, that is. Sorry, let me preface that. At second base, only 7 games. Does that worry you? Does that concern you going forward? Obviously, the glove is there, right? The athleticism is there. Offensively, he's a career 270 hitter. His OPS is 734 throughout his minor league career. The guy can hit. He's a contact hitter. He's very consistent. And again, 13 home runs last season. Now, again, let's preface that with he had the most plate appearances in his career last year at 603. So is that maybe, maybe not. Who cares? Still the most home runs in his career in the minor league system. So he's a guy that is somebody that the Milwaukee Brewers internally could look at. Now, again, I'm not Matt Arnold. If I was, I wouldn't be here. But he's a guy where, yeah, he is a guy that could be the future over there at second base. And I had a couple people over on YouTube bring him up to me and kind of scoff at why I didn't bring him up. And I'm going to be quite honest with you, completely forgot that he played second base down in the minors. Now, again, I forgot it was a small amount of games in Nashville. I don't know if that concerns you. For me, not necessarily, because if you played, he played 560 games at shortstop, play in the middle of the infield. I think you could play anywhere, really. And again, played some in center field, but I don't think they're going to use him in center field with who they have coming up. So again, is he a guy that is somebody that can take over that position for now and for the future? It could be. I don't. What are you going to do with Luis Urias, though? Is he your third baseman? Do you put Abraham Toro over there? Do you platoon Toro, Jace Peterson, Urias, and kind of fit them where you need them to start off? And obviously, we're not stupid here. There's going to be injuries throughout the course of the season. You're going to need guys to step up. You're going to need a bench guy to fill in certain areas, and you have that kind of in Luis Urias, who's able to play, you know, at shortstop, at third base. So again, we'll see where it goes with it, but I did want to talk about this right out of the gate because I did forget about it in yesterday's show, and I wanted to discuss it and the possibility that I see with Bryce Terrain. Now, Bryce Terrain's coming in. He's a top 10 prospect for the Milwaukee Brewers. They have coveted this dude for a long time. Now, again, we're still not sure of the direction that this team is going to head to. Again, you guys have listened to the first episode. I may have said it in the second episode on Monday's show. I am all about starting these kids out. I bring them all up. Literally, Gasser, Small was up here last year. Bring up Gasser, bring up Ariz. Ariz was up here a little bit last year. Bring up Garrett Mitchell. Mitchell was up here a little bit last year. Terrain, Weimer. I mean, again, I said it before too. Jackson Churio is probably going to start out in Double A. He'll be up in Triple A at some point. I don't even care if he comes up. Maybe in a part of September call up when the rosters expand. But again, we got to keep this in mind too. A lot of these numbers, as much as we want to dive into these numbers, as much as it's important to go over these numbers, these could change, and I think they will change with a lot of the rule changes, with the shift going away. So numbers are going to go up. Offense is going to be better, I believe, this year throughout Major League Baseball, and hopefully here in Milwaukee if the last few years. We deserve it here in Milwaukee. But again, I wanted to start this show off of the first segment. I wanted to do where the Brewers could go in a second base projection. And Bryce Terrain is absolutely a guy that I think can be that long-term guy. Now, again, this all can be flipped if something happens with Willy Adames. If they don't sign him, they don't extend him, maybe they trade him. I don't know. But I think that kind of depends, because if you get rid of Luis Urias, well, then you got another spot, another hole to fill. And again, where do you go? And again, I mean, they got guys throughout, you know, major, you know, through the minors, and the Brewers are no stranger to having guys get traded, you know, going out, and they've gone out and get free agents, and they've been pretty active. So again, I'm not necessarily too worried about where they're going to go. I think Terrain is a guy that, obviously, if you need him at shortstop, he's there. But I also think that, yeah, you're right. For those of you who said it, he could play second base, and I've looked at the numbers. But the only thing I would say for you, for myself, only 7 games in AAA. Now, obviously, they might not have needed him there. Does that concern you at the major league level? Does that concern you? For me, not so much. However, only 7 games, is that enough of a sample for you to be comfortable with him at second base? I would say yes. However, how do you feel about it? And again, as this offseason goes, as we learn more about the roster configuration, and we're only 2 months into the offseason. There's been a ton of talk about, we'll figure it out as we go. But again, this team has got a direction to go to, but I'll tell you one thing that they definitely have. It's been a very long time since the Milwaukee Brewers have had that dude on the mound. I mean, I'm going back, maybe CC Sabathia back in 2008. And yes, I know they've had some good ones here and there. Zach Greinke was good. Brandon Woodruff has been very good throughout his course in Milwaukee. But with all that being said, I'm telling you right now, Matt Arnold, I know you're listening. Mark Atanasio, I know you're listening. It's time to pay up for your Cy Young winner in Corbin Burns. It's time. It's time. And I'm telling you, if we don't, it's going to be ugly. And speaking of paying up, have you ever placed a sports bet and got paid out? Such a wonderful feeling. The feeling that Corbin Burns is probably going to have here soon. If you haven't, I'm telling you guys right now, you got to go check this out. If there's not a better time now than to head over onto betonline.net. Betonline.net is your number one sports betting info, stats, news, and analysis. Get the latest odds and trends for every professional and amateur league out there. Guys, it is so simple to head out to their website. I'm telling you, it takes just minutes to get out there, get the latest odds and trends for every team, whatever you're looking for. And guess what? You're watching this podcast. They have sports podcasts. You can find those on Bet Online as well. They are currently the fastest and easiest way to get your betting fix. Head on to the website today or use your mobile device. Learn more. Bet Online, where the game starts. And again, I just want to thank you guys for making Locked On Brewers your first listen today. For your second listen, check out Locked On Sports today. From the games that matter, the moments to the biggest stories in sports, go beyond the scoreboard and behind the scenes with local experts and insights only Locked On can provide. Locked On Sports today, available on this app and wherever you get your podcasts. Again, eventually questions are going to need to be answered when it comes to Cy Young Award winner, who is head and shoulders clearly the ace of this staff. And yes, you guys already know, if you are Brewers fans, you know I'm talking about Mr. Corbin Burns. But what does a contract look like for Corbin Burns if you're the Milwaukee Brewers? Now, he's currently projected to get $11.4 million in arbitration. That would be roughly just under a $5 million increase from the $6.5 million that he got last year. Some news that happened Monday throughout Major League Baseball. Clayton Kershaw signed a one-year $20 million deal. I believe it had a $5 million signing bonus. Justin Verlander, who just won a World Series with the Houston Astros, signed on for another 2 years, $86 million. He signed with the Mets. So he's back from the AL to the NL. And again, he's a guy going to be 40 years old. And I mean, that's a hefty contract for him. I mean, that's a big time deal for the New York Mets. Of course, they lose Jacob DeGrom. He goes to the Texas Rangers, which was kind of an eye-opening thing for me. I was not expecting that when the offseason began. But let's take a look at Corbin Burns. Two years back-to-back COVID year. You can count it if you want it. It's kind of an odd year. But nonetheless, last year he goes 12 and 8 over the course of the season, 202 innings pitched. He made all 33 of his starts. I mean, he's durable, he's dynamic, 243 strikeouts, just under a 3 ERA at 2.84 and a 0.97 WHIP, which landed him 14th in the National League. Again, perennial. Look, guys, I don't need to tell you this. If you're listening to this podcast, you already know he's a perennial all-star. He's a Cy Young candidate each and every season without a single doubt. You could probably have him in that MVP discussion from time to time, and he's been that dude, and he's just extremely, extremely good. I mean, he's a guy. I was looking at the train numbers. I went over to the Corbin Burns numbers. I jumped on Fangraphs, 14.5. That is what Fangraphs had his wins above replacement over the past 3 years. Incredible numbers out of Corbin Burns, and a guy that has anchored this starting rotation, which has been a strength when you add guys like Brandon Woodruff. You know, bullpen has been, Josh Hader obviously goes away, Devin Williams, you know, you Ethan Small, what do you have in Ethan Small? But he's been the anchor. He's been the guy that's kind of led the way for the Milwaukee Brewers, a homegrown guy. He's your guy, but the price tag that comes with him is something that, do you think the Brewers willing to pay? I think they absolutely should. This is no doubter. Should have been done well before we got here, but nonetheless, it hasn't. So again, I went and looked at some of those comparable contracts where a guy where Corbin Burns might fit in throughout the past few years here with deals. You look at Trevor Bauer before the 2020 season, who signed on for a $34 million a year average. Okay, 34, a little high for what turned out to be a disaster in Trevor Bauer. Jacob deGrom, who we just mentioned getting traded to the Texas Rangers prior to that, signing a five-year, $137.5 million deal at $27 million in average throughout the course of a year. And then Gerrit Cole, which I'm not sure the Brewers would ever touch, a nine-year, $324 million deal at $36 million in annual average. But I think what you're looking at with Corbin Burnes is somewhere around the where you're at with Trevor Bauer and Jacob deGrom. Now, when Jacob deGrom got his his Cy Young, he was at, you know, kind of where Corbin Burnes was. And he was a guy that had a Cy Young and he was looking promising. It's exactly where you're at with Corbin Burnes. I mean, he's going to be 28 years old. I don't understand why you wouldn't give him anything less than 5 years, but you're looking at easily anywhere between that 27 to 33 roughly average a year. And if you're the Milwaukee Brewers and this is what you want to become a homegrown staple for your farm system. This is the way to do it. Start with the guys that are your guys. Now you gave up Josh Hader. That's okay. I'll tell you that was bad. Anybody else listening to this podcast will tell you this is bad. Devin Williams will tell you it was bad. And you messed that one up. And now you have an opportunity to kind of fix a little bit of that. And I don't think you can let a guy like Corbin Burnes go. I don't. I don't think you want to, number one. But it sends a wrong message to not only your organization, but it sends a bad message to your fan base. You know, to the guys that the people, the gals and the guys and the kids and the aunts and the uncles and the grandmas and grandpas who are packing that stadium, 2.4 million of them last year in attendance. That's the wrong message that you're sending to those people. So again, this doesn't need to get too personal and too in depth, but it's a guy where you can afford the ability to let him go. You can't. There's not another Corbin Burnes coming through. And you really don't know. Are you going to ever see another Corbin Burnes? And I'm not calling him the greatest pitcher of all time. Right now, I'm not even calling him the greatest Brewer pitcher of all time. But I'm saying he has the ability to become that. He has that ability to cement his legacy here in Milwaukee. And again, when you got guys like Chorio, Frelick, Weimer, Mitchell, Ruiz coming up, and you have a ton of young talent down in the minor leagues that you're going to probably see up in the major leagues. Gasser, again, Ethan Small, guys that, you know, Jason Junk, who they just traded for, who we'll see. He's the top 15 prospect right now in the Brewers minor leagues, in the Brewers prospect farm. So again, I don't know. I don't want to make it sound like this, you know, is a make or break for a franchise, but a guy like Corbin Burnes, you just can't let go. And if you are, you better be ready to answer some questions, because I'm going to have them. You're going to have them. Anybody that pays attention to baseball is going to have them. Why do you keep letting talent like this walk away? And I know that they gave a boatload of money to a guy in Christian Yelich who just didn't live up to his contract thus far. Does Mark Ananasio, is he a little bit shy? Is he afraid to put his chips in the middle of the table on Corbin Burnes because of what he's seen with Christian Yelich? Two different completely players. Again, two completely different positions, but it makes you think. And I'm recording this podcast, and I'm gonna tell you right now, if next week they sign him, it's because they listened to the show, and that's the only explanation I'll have for this. But again, you guys know this offseason has been so busy. So I wanted to, you know, kind of transition to where we were talking about with the front office, with this organization. Now, where do you guys stand? Where do you stand with the ownership, the front office, and are you happy as a fan? A lot has happened over the course of the Milwaukee Brewers the last decade or so. And I've said it before, and I will continue to say it. You're looking at right now the golden age of Milwaukee Brewers baseball. This is what, when you are older, maybe you are older and you've been through the dark ages of Milwaukee Brewers baseball. If you're like me and you're in your early 30s, you don't know a whole lot about the 90s. I was a kid. I remember when Braun and Fielder came up together. I remember the excitement throughout the fan base. And that kind of kickstarted where we're at now. Now, again, they came up, I believe it was in 07, if I'm correct off the top of my head. But you had a little bit of a drop off. You know, you made the playoffs in 08, and then you have a little bit of a drop off. Then the resurgence when David Stearns took over. And really, 4 out of the last 5 years going to the playoffs, again, you've been active in free agency. You've been active on the trade market, although some of us may not like that. That's just the reality. They've been active. Yasmani Grandal comes to mind. Mike Moustakas comes to mind. That 2018 team was just so special. It was just so much fun. Yeah, Corbin Burns, speaking of Corbin Burns, coming out of the bullpen that year, it was just Brandon Woodruff with the home run off of Clayton Kershaw. It was so much fun. And it was the day you think about those moments and you really sit back and you're like, dang, I really was in that is the golden age of Milwaukee Brewers baseball. Now, again, you go there back to the playoffs in 19, you had the meltdown. And then I believe it was in the 8th inning against the Washington Nationals, who went on to win the World Series. 2020 was kind of a weird year. You still went to the playoffs, but it's been fun if you're a Brewers fan. But where do you stand with this team right now? I mean, there's you're trading players. Now, I don't know, again, how you feel about Colton Wong and how you feel about Hunter Renfroe. Both those guys hadn't been here very long. Colton Wong, 2 years. Renfroe was only here for the 1 year when he got traded for Jackie Bradley Jr., which still might go down as the greatest trade in Brewers history. A new general manager. So David Stearns takes a step back. Did any of you see that? Did any of you, when he signed that extension, any of you guys see David Stearns taking an advisory role but not accepting another job? Is he going to end up leaving next year? You know, again, questions that we don't have answers for. It's kind of the theme so far of the Locked On Brewers off-season podcast. But prices are going up at American Family Field. I was just talking to a friend of mine who has season tickets there. I guess he got an email over the course of the later part of the year when the Brewers weren't doing so good and playoffs were looking a little bit bleak, that they were raising prices going into 2023. Right now, the Brewers have a $116 million projected 2023 payroll, which would put them darn near right in the middle of Major League Baseball at 18th. But again, that can all change. Anything, one day, one signing, couple signings here and there, anything can change. A trade can change that projected payroll. So I don't want to look too much at where the Brewers' current payroll is. But you see a lot of things on the internet, on social media, about the Milwaukee Brewers and their ownership. And I wanted to get a feel, because as we start this podcast, I want to just get a feel for where you guys are as far as a fan base. And it helps me with how I feel, because I'm a fan too. Like, don't forget, guys, when you tune into this podcast, you're not listening to some guy who's reading off a script. Of course, I have things I have to read, but I mean, you're not listening to a guy reading off a script that could give two licks about your Milwaukee Brewers. I'm a fan. Before anything, I'm a fan. The only difference between you and I is the microphone in front of me. That's it. I'm not anything different than what you guys are. I'm a Brewer fan first. My first memories of my childhood are going to County Stadium. I remember it. That's a family trip. I shouldn't say trip because I live in Milwaukee, but a family get together going out to County Stadium when American Family Field, then Miller Park, was first being constructed. Going out there, getting the tour, playing at Health Fair Field. I'm like you guys. I'm a Brewers fan. I can tell you right now, I'm not happy with the direction of the organization. Now, it's not to say what's happening on the field, because I like, if we're going into a younger movement here with players, Terrain and Mitchell and Ruiz and Small, and I'm good with that. I'm fine. Maybe eventually Jackson Troy. I'm good with that. I don't know how you feel, but I don't think the Brewers are ready to win a World Series this year and maybe next year. So I'm perfectly fine with going into that direction. But I'm talking about strictly from an ownership group, from a front office. And again, we got to give Matt Arnold time. He's been a guy who's been a part of this organization, who's been an understudy of the past GM, David Stearns. So again, you got to give him time, and I don't want to criticize him, but it has a feel of it was fun while it lasted, and now we're we're going to kind of just restart. And if that's it, that's fine. Then don't tell us that you're winning now, or you're, I believe, and again, paraphrasing, that Mark A says he thinks there's going to be some signings. There's going to be some money spent. And again, it's Tuesday, December 6th. A lot of things can change. But again, right now, where it stands is something that I'm just not happy with. I'm not happy with. I don't think it's, again, on the field is completely different. I'm talking about off the field, certain things that have transpired over the course. I wasn't a fan, I guess it's now on the field, of the Josh Hader trade. You know, I wasn't a fan of necessarily how you heard Hunter Renfro's comments, and they kind of just, they've resonated with me. And he says, and I'm paraphrasing him, you know, when you get a team like Milwaukee, you know, they're not going to pay. Like, that hurts my feelings. And I don't know about you guys. That hurts my feelings because that's my team. And I tell people, I defend my teams like I defend my kids. Right, wrong, or indifferent. I mean, that's just who I am. It's kind of in my blood. I do it for the Bucks. I do it for the Packers. I do it for the Badgers. So again, I'm just curious as we go forward with this podcast where you guys are with your Milwaukee Brewers, because you kind of got a little bit of how I feel. So I look forward to seeing some of your reaction on how you guys feel and where this team and the direction they are heading. But again, I can't thank you guys enough for making the Locked On Brewers podcast part of your daily routine. Remember, you can find Locked On Brewers podcasts where and everywhere you get your podcasts. We are on Twitter and we are now on Facebook, like I mentioned at the top of the show, at Locked On Brewers. You can find me on Twitter at Brandon_Snide. Thank you for making Locked On Brewers your first listen of the day. What better way to start out than listening to some Brewers talk? I hope you have a great day after listening to this show. But for your next listen, I want you guys to check out the Locked On Sports podcast, the biggest stories of the day, plus instant reactions, big game recaps, and the take of the day, available on the Odyssey app, YouTube, and wherever you get your podcasts. Coming up on the next episode, I am going to continue to look at our offseason for the Milwaukee Brewers, and then we're going to have a little bit of fun. Speaking of money and speaking of spending, I'm going to give you three names I want our Milwaukee Brewers to go out and bring to Milwaukee. I'm talking free agents, and we'll dive into some of those as the week goes on. Thursday, looking ahead to Friday's episode, we're going to talk with Vinny Rotino, longtime co-host of this podcast, former Brewer. We're going to get his thoughts on the season. That's coming up on Friday. But again, as always, thank you for tuning in. I appreciate each and every one of you. I appreciate every like, every subscribe, every share, every comment. Again, I just appreciate you guys all so much. So thanks for tuning in. Put a smile on that face and have a good day. I'll see you later.